Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here this morning on February 11th, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area, and just really excited for our call here this morning. We've got joining us from Salt Lake City, Utah, Mr. Josh Riches, who's going to give some tips. He went out, did some prospecting, cold calling. Last week, cold calling because he was in Utah, and it's just cold out there in Utah, but he's going to talk about that, and then we have got our featured trainer this morning from California, Mr. Bob Nissom, joining us live, one of our top producers, and I'm so excited to hear from him. I'm telling you, folks, we've got a powerful call lined up. It's an exciting time in the world of Legal Shield, marketing the Legal Shield and ID Shield, excuse me, identity theft protection, as employee benefits. So much is happening. You see on the news all the time new data breaches that are being sent, hacking jobs that are being sent. Sandra Cousins from Canada sent me a video last night about hacking and social engineering, and I mean, I'm telling you, you could just search that on YouTube, Canada Social Engineering, but I'm telling you, just, I mean, every day we see more and more attention being paid to the solutions that you and I are providing. And I guess that's probably not true. The attention is being paid to the problem, and then you and I bring in the solution, which is in reality a dream come true for anybody in marketing, right? We don't have to pay for that advertising. That's being done with or without us. What we have to make sure that we're doing is getting the word out about the solutions that we can provide. And certainly, there has never been a more important time to do that. I mentioned we're going to go out to the state of Utah. We are joined this morning by Mr. Josh Riches, one of our executive directors and top producers. Josh, I know you had some success recently. I'd love you to just take some time and share what it was that you did in calling on these businesses to have that success.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call this morning, and I couldn't agree more with you that, you know, the marketing is already being done, and all we have to do is just get in front of people. And that's the same thing with cold calling. I had the opportunity to go out with my brother-in-law, Noah. We went and contacted companies. When we hit a few different business parks, a few different businesses off of this main street, but we spent an hour just walking into companies. And really, it came down to walking in, we were gathering information, gathering who's the decision maker on benefit, are decisions made locally, how many employees do they have. A lot of times you can even tell when you're driving by a company how many cars are out in the parking lot. And a couple of them we drove by, I was like, this looks like a really nice one. It had, you know, 10, 15 cars in front of it. So we walked in there, introduced ourselves, was wondering who made decisions on employee benefits. And they said that would be the owner. He's not in today, but here's his contact information. And so, as we were walking out, we're like, oh, by the way, about how many employees do you guys have here? And he's like, 220. We actually own the building to the left and to the right of us. We own three buildings here, 220 employees, but the owner is the best person to contact. And so already we have a great contact there, a 220-employee company that's just sitting there, not been contacted. And so, and there's hundreds of those all over the place, and that we can walk into right away. So we were able to do that. Another one we walked into, and I share this just to show the power of just getting in front of people. When we walk into this company, we talk to the front desk, introduce ourselves, ask for who's the person that will handle employee benefits, and the lady kind of points right behind us, and this guy behind us is like, oh, that would be me. My name is Mark Smith, and we introduce ourselves again. And he's like, well, I was like, well, I know you're busy right now. It looked like you were headed to a meeting. I'd love to swing back by and have a chance to sit down with you just for 10, 15 minutes to share a little bit about what we do. We've been working with companies. We just stopped by, you know, this company just next door. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, it's just really busy. And then I said, you know what? I know you got to eat sometime, so how about this? We'll bring in lunch one day. I know you said Mondays don't work for you, so this week, how about we give you a call on Tuesday? We'll set up a time to come in, bring lunch, because we know you got to eat. You name the place, and we'll be able to tell you a little something over 10, 15 minutes. How's that sound? He's like, well, I can't turn down a free meal. And so I just share that to share, you know, sometimes a little investment goes a long ways in prospecting. And cold calling, it's all about building relationships. And I want to make sure that they know that I'm just as invested in building a relationship and working with their company and not just the person that's going to show up, work with their company, and then never hear from me again. And so and I think the hardest part in cold calling is opening the door. I think driving there, getting into the parking lot, you know, but once you do that the first time, it almost becomes fun. It becomes a game. And so I was able to show Noah some prospecting tips. And then he asked me, well, how do we get more companies? How do you get a big list of companies? And I said, well, here's a great area. And we were on a main area, and so we were kind of parked. And I was like, I want you to write down or take pictures of the companies that drive by that are listed on, like, trucks or vans and things like that. And he's like, okay. And then the next, like, minute and a half, we saw, like, four or five, you know, or actually more than that. I think we saw, like, 10 drive by, which was a great prospecting as well. Those are companies that aren't being contacted either that are great little small businesses, or some of them are a little bit larger businesses, trucking companies that are based there in the Salt Lake area that just haven't been contacted. And so those are some little things that, some little experiences, I guess, with prospecting. But I think the number one thing that I would give as far as cold calling is to get out. And for me, it's always nice to get in front of people. And if that's you as well, I encourage you to maybe spend, you know, even an hour or 2 hours a week to get out and go contact companies, because there's a number of companies around you that maybe aren't listed on Reference USA, that maybe aren't listed on Google, but that have 200 employees, that have 50 employees, that are just sitting in your backyard waiting to be contacted, that have been watching the Marriott data breach, that have been watching all these data breaches that have been happening and are wondering, what is the solution, what can I do? And they're waiting for you to walk in their front door. And so it's an exciting time, and I hope that helps you guys out there. And turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Hey, fantastic, Josh. Thank you very much for sharing. And I hope that those stories and examples are as motivational to each of you as they are to me. I love hearing about the success that people are having. And, you know, someone said a long time ago, and I don't know who to, you know, give credit to for this saying. So since I don't know, I guess I'll just take credit for it. But someone said a long time ago, if you're not having the success that you want in this business, there's one of two reasons. Either you're not doing something right or you're not doing something enough. And I've learned it's about 80% the latter. 80% of the time, we're just not doing enough activity. And, you know, I assure you that Josh and Noah could have come up, if they tried, they could have come up with 100 reasons not to go out and prospect on those days. But you know what? It didn't really matter how many reasons that they had not to. They had one burning reason why they did want to go out, and that was because they wanted the results that came from that kind of activity. Now, I don't think any of us are saying that the secret is to go out and cold call. Because you could have a whole lot of people get on this call and talk about how they've had success in groups working with their warm market as well. So it's not a cold call. It's the activity. And then there is the 20% doing it the right way. And that's why we want to feature some of these on a regular basis examples of people that are getting results, because you might hear something and say, oh, you know what, that's a great idea. I love, by the way, I love, as an example of that, I love how Josh said, you know, he offered to bring that one decision maker luncheon. Hey, I know you got to eat. You name the place, and we'll bring in lunch. You know, what a fantastic idea. What a fantastic prospect to invest a few dollars in lunch and end up with a decision maker meeting. I'm telling you, doing it right is important, but just getting out there and doing it. A lot of times, you know, you just take care of the activity part. The skill level part will take care of itself. You'll learn. You'll learn by experience what not to say and then what to say. And it's just a matter of biting the bullet and getting out there and doing that activity. Josh, thank you again for sharing that. What a powerful training powerful example of activity and what it can lead to. I just want to make mention, folks, because we are less than 2 months away. We're about a month and a half away from the 2019 Dallas International Convention that Legal Shield is hosting. Again, Dallas, Texas is the location. March 28th through the 30th is the date. I know many of you on the call, if not all of you, have your tickets already for that. We're going to hear from Damon John, who's a television personality from Shark Tank. Some of you might be really excited to hear from him. Some of you may have never heard him before because you don't watch Shark Tank. I wouldn't make a decision to come to that event necessarily just based on that. He'll do a great job speaking, I'm sure. Legal Shield is investing a lot of money in getting him there to have him speak, and I'm confident that that will help. The reality is, I want you to understand what kind of a difference that's going to make in your business to be at that event. Now, if you've been to one of those big events before, I don't necessarily have to talk to you about how much of an impact that can make, because you know what kind of an impact that can make. Yeah, at least you've experienced that before. Now, some of you might need a little bit of a reminder of that, but if you've experienced it, you know what kind of an impact that can make. If you've never been to one of these big Legal Shield events, and notice I say big Legal Shield events because they're different than other companies. If you come out of a company where they've had big national trainings or national conventions, don't let those experiences sway you away from attending this one. I've talked to people that say, oh, I've been to those big events before. They're just a bunch of rah-rah, or, you know, they're negative, or they're, you know, what I've heard all kinds of stuff about other companies' big events. And I just got to tell you, I've been doing this for 16 and a half years. I've been attending these Legal Shield big events. They are incredible. And especially the last, I would say, 2 or 3, maybe 4 years, as they've started to do these breakout training sessions, I want you to understand this is not a rah-rah event. I mean, you bring a notebook to this event, and you'll fill up a notebook with notes of things that you're learning. And, I mean, it is an incredible learning opportunity. There are so many nuggets that are relevant to what you're doing. If you're recruiting and building a team, there's going to be some great training there. If you're obviously our call today is kind of focused on employee benefits and the B2B side of our business. If your goal is to do what Josh is doing and Bob Nissim and many other of our top producers, and that is to take Legal Shield and ID Shield in as employee benefits and work more the business solution side of this business, I'm telling you, there is so much training, so much information that is available to help you be successful in that area of our business. And I don't want you to make the mistake of missing this event. That would be just a huge mistake. It will cost you so much more not to attend this event than it would cost you to attend this event. It's definitely an investment. You've got to travel. You got to get to Dallas. You've got to get a hotel. You got to register for the event. That's probably the easiest investment to make. I mean, it's an investment. It's a few hundred dollars, depending on where you're coming from. But I'm going to tell you, whatever it costs you to be there, I assure you that if you go in the right spirit, it'll cost you a whole lot more not to be there. And when I say in the right spirit, I'm talking eager to learn, eager to absorb, eager to grow and develop. I'm telling you, the people that come with that frame of mind benefit so much. I mean, literally, we say this a lot. I don't think people understand how true it is. They set themselves 6 to 12 months ahead in this business of where they would be without attending. Well, you ask what that's worth, 6 to 12 months jumping ahead, 6 to 12 months in your learning curve in this business. And that, I don't care if you've been with the company for 6 days, 6 months, or 6 years or longer, we're all on our learning curve. What would that look like? What is that worth to jump 6 to 12 months ahead in that learning curve? That's what an event like this can do. So please take that to heart. If you have not registered yet, go to our events page in the HRMC back office, and you can register right there on the events page. We still have discount tickets available. Hopefully you can take advantage of that. But we've got to take this seriously. Legal Shield spends all this time, all this money, all this effort, I mean, countless hours prepping for an event like this. And I look at it and say, are we really taking advantage of their effort, of their money, of their investment? And I hope that we are. Folks, I mentioned earlier in the call, I'm so excited about our guest speaker this morning, our featured trainer, Mr. Bob Nissim. I say guest, he's really not a guest. Bob has been an associate in our team for over 10 years now. I remember I met Bob up in Boise, Idaho, and I still remember very clearly the day that he and I sat down and we had our first meeting, and I talked with him, and I was just immediately so impressed, not just with his background, although he's got an exceptional background, and I hope that he'll share a little bit about his story with you here this morning, but I was really just impressed with who he was, his professionalism, his demeanor. He just was a happy and polite and professional individual, so positive, and I had to smile being there with him. And as you can imagine, over the last 10 years, I've been blessed to develop quite a great friendship with Bob. He is one of our top producers, and certainly his experience lends so much to us as an organization. We get to hear from him often on our employee benefits roundtable call, and he always just shares incredible perspective, and we surely do appreciate that, Bob. Thank you for being on the call this morning. We are so excited to hear the training that you've got prepared, and we will turn the call, Bob, over to you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. So very excited to be here this morning. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Just a little bit about me. I have been in business for a very long time, and I say that to people that I'm talking to when I'm recruiting, not to tell them how old I am, but to just share that I have a perspective that comes from being out in the world professionally for a very long time. I actually had my real estate license in California in 1970-something. So that tells you a little bit about how long I've been around. In addition to that, I got married 3 days after my 21st birthday, bought a house, had a baby, and then got into the investment industry, where I started as a entry-level clerk and ended as a vice president in charge of corporate bond trading at a mid-size investment firm on the West Coast, all the way up until they got purchased by another company in the Midwest, and found myself not only out of a job, but out of an industry. See, I had done exceptionally well through persistence and determination, but I ended up unemployed at a time when Wall Street was consolidating, and I had that success really because of the same types of characteristics it takes to be successful in this business, not because I had an education, because I didn't. I was a high school graduate. no college education in an industry that basically the price of admission is not only a college diploma, but very oftentimes an advanced degree. I tell you all that not to impress you, but to impress upon you that we all get to a point in life where we're looking for the right thing. And that happened for me. And I actually started in another direct marketing company and had some success. And through no fault of my own, actually, I was taking a part-time job because it wasn't working out as well as I would like. I was asked to resign because there was a conflict of interest. And over the next number of years, I took all kinds of jobs that I kept getting laid off from. We're talking about the 2000s. And then I moved to Boise so my wife and I could be close to her mom near the end of her life and help her. And I was working in a Dillard's department store when I got a call from Mr. Mike Riches. And as he explained, we met. And my perspective is just as memorable. And I remember walking in with adult children now, because obviously, my first child was born many years ago. In fact, she'll be 38 here in just 11 days. So anyhow, I meet this young man who still has hair, which is really, really nice. And sorry about that, Mike. and he's under 30 still. So that really kind of piqued my interest to begin with, because speaking of professionalism, you know, it was really, really nice to meet somebody who could present his business and himself the way he did. So I enjoyed that tremendously. And it got me interested in this fabulous company. Fortunately, my story is a little bit like Jim Tanner's in that I walked in already having been a subscribing member of Legal Shield for 6 years. So when I heard that Harvard Risk Management is the largest marketer of these benefits on a business-to-business level, that absolutely was a hook that sank deep that has never let itself go. So I want to talk a little bit about something that's very near and dear to me, and that's prospecting. Josh already talked some about it, and thank you, Josh, for not only priming the pump, but doing such a wonderful job of talking about walking into businesses, something that I personally don't do a lot of, not because it's not effective, but because during those 25 years in the investment industry, I literally spent my whole life and made my living on the phone, sometimes with a phone in both ears, not just one. So being on the phone is something that is so natural to me that when I came to Harvard Risk Management, most people were prospecting the way Josh described. I chose to do it a slightly different way for two reasons. One was I was comfortable on the phone, and the other was that I had to do this on a part-time basis because I was working 8 hours a day at a Dillard's department store putting beans on the table by selling shoes on commission, because you can't make a living in Boise on an hourly basis. You have to work on an incentive-based program up there unless you get a management job or a leadership job, and those are hard to come by. Anyway, that takes me to really what I wanted to talk about today. And part of it is to be aware of how much companies are actually looking for what we're doing. Mike and Mark say this all the time. There's never been a better time to be in this business. And it's absolutely true. I actually get a subscription to Benefits Pro, selling solutions for brokers. I recommend this to everybody. It's free. All you have to do is you know, put your name in the hat. Basically, they will send you a copy of this. And a lot of it doesn't pertain to our business. But what does pertain to our business very frequently is the things they talk about industry-wide. And one of the things they were talking about is the end-of-the-year surveys done by companies about benefits. What is it you're looking for? What would you want if you could pick anything? And repeatedly over the last couple of years, but never more so than right now, the top voluntary benefits requested are legal and identity theft. And many companies are getting those surveys back, but they're not thinking specifically of legal and identity theft. They're just knowing that their employees are saying they're interested in more voluntary benefits. So they're out there doing their due diligence, looking through Aflac and pet insurance and, you know, whatever else is available. And I say this because the more you can prospect and get in front of those people and be early in their process, the likelier you are to get them to start focusing on what we're doing. And obviously we're providing a solution that everybody in this country needs. And I tell everybody that. You know, there are a few people who really don't need what we do. People like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and a few others like that who, you know, they reach their hand in their pocket to pull out their wallet and more money falls on the ground than would cost to subscribe to Legal Shield for a year. They don't need what we do, but everybody else does badly. I know that for a fact because I personally, since 2002, have used my membership over 200 times. And I couldn't tell you exactly how many, but I know it's over that. And I just called them again on Friday. There seems always to be questions in our lives. And if you're not using Legal Shield that much, you're making a mistake. This is something that I pick up the phone and I call Legal Shield if I have a question. I let them tell me that, I'm sorry, Mr. Nissen, we appreciate your call and your membership, but this is not a legal situation. We can't help you in this one. And that has happened a handful of times, but most of the time they can. Somebody sends me something in the mail. This company provides a solution, and prospecting leads to me being able to tell that story to more people. And Mike pointed out that I'm one of the top producers in the company, and thank you for that. But the reason is because I have those stories. So definitely use your membership. Find reasons to use your membership. Be a leader in your own community. Help people to see what it is that we're doing and that we can help them. And help business owners and leaders realize that if they're looking for voluntary benefits, these are the ones they should be picking. So thank you, Mike and Mark, for inviting me to be on this call today. It's already been a really exciting year here at Legal Shield. The announcements about so many new things the company's doing to help us be successful, including new business solutions incentives, the new ID Shield Plus deregulation in Illinois and Alabama, and so much more. The thing is, I'm sure that's just the beginning. You know how I know? It's because next month is the International Convention of Legal Shield in Dallas. Mike was just talking about it. Just based on what Jeff Bell said on our call last week and how he said it, I'm convinced there will be announcements at the convention in Dallas next month that will blow our socks off. So in addition to the breakout sessions and all the practical reasons for being there, I recommend you be there no matter what it takes. As long as it's legal, you should find a way to get there. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. So again, my topic today is prospecting, and you may be wondering why I was just talking about all that's new in the world of Legal Shield, and it's because while there's always something new, there will always be at least one constant, and if you don't have someone new to talk to, you're out of business, or your business isn't growing. And as I've heard both John Addison and Mark Riches say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotting. And this is true for both sales and recruiting, but I'm just going to focus on the sales side today. If you're primarily a recruiter, please don't tune me out. Don't turn me off just because I'm concentrating on something that you're not really focused on. Many of the things I talk about will still apply to you as well, so please stick around. Prospecting is about doing just a few simple things. Mind you, I didn't say easy, but simple. And the more simple you keep them, the more successful you're going to be. There are a few key principles that must be applied. You have to know what your target is. because you can't hit something you can't see. Be specific. So Josh went out and did some walking in the community, which is great, but you can prepare for success. For instance, I want to set at least 5 decision-maker meetings this week. And that gives you something to shoot for. So if you can be more specific, I want to set at least 5 decision-maker meetings this week with companies that have between 10 and 25 employees. Again, can you be more specific? I want to set at least 5 decision-maker meetings with companies that have 10 to 25 employees and are in the same zip code I live in. More specific. I'm also not going to include fast food restaurants or any other businesses that employ mostly teenagers or have high employee turnover. Why is all this important? It's important because it makes it so much easier to get a qualified list of prospects to call on. This is the first step to prospecting, no matter what your second step is going to be. You must have a qualified list with an adequate number of prospects. What is that number for you? Are you part-time? Are you full-time? Are you going to prospect by walking your community, by mugging, which is basically what Josh described, except you add in a mug of chocolates. You can make phone calls. All of those are slightly different. If I'm going to go mugging, and that's a local business, I'm talking about folks, not little old ladies at the ATM, okay? But be clear on that. And I'm part-time, the number might be 2 or 3 dozen. That's assuming you're going to go out twice this week for a couple of hours each time. On the other hand, if you're full-time and you're making phone calls and you're using the guidelines set out by Scott Brooks in the training he does, making 50 calls a day, I'd want to start the week with at least 150 to 200 prospects on my list. How do you know what you need? Well, part of that comes from your sponsor or your upline ED. Communicate with whoever's helping you. Let them know what your objective is and what you're committed to, part-time, full-time, what's your goal, a promotion level by a certain date or an income goal. They can help you to determine how many calls or businesses to walk into. But if you really want to get the best help from them, also you have to track your numbers. When you're calling, and on average, how many dials does it take to talk to a decision maker? How many decision makers do you need to talk to schedule a meeting? How many DM meetings do you need to schedule and attend to schedule 1 enrollment? What's your success in your enrollments? What kind of percentage do you get for people in the room? All of these things, obviously, for those that are new, you won't necessarily know some of those numbers. So you just start with the guidelines laid out in the training in the Harvard back office. Ask your upline or your field trainer to help you kind of guide you through it. Track your numbers as you go. Really important. If yours aren't as good as the training suggests, don't worry. You can get better. Everyone starting in this business has to learn, and the best way to learn is to fail forward. You must be willing to be bad to get good. It's just a tenet of everything we've ever done in life. It's true of walking. It's true of talking. It's true of everything. And there are a few things in life that the answers are always the same. For instance, 2 and 2 will always be 4. And if you're not getting the results you want, you're not doing it right, or you're not doing it enough. Seems like we've already heard that once today, at least. And always, activity will cure both of those challenges. I guarantee it. There's absolutely no way to not get better and not be more successful when you pick up the phone more or you walk into more businesses and you meet with more people. Remember, the more detailed you are in your preparation for your list, the easier it will be. When you make your list of businesses, know who you're going to ask for. Have a script. Practice your script beforehand. One of the worst things you can do is read your script and have it sound like you're reading. If you're not going to go out and do enough practice presentations to get good, use your spouse, your best friend, your child, your dog, the mirror. It doesn't really matter. Do whatever it takes till you get comfortable. And to be comfortable, you have to know what you're going to say. Don't let the gatekeeper surprise you when they ask, "What's this about?" You should have the answer to the questions you feel can be most challenging to you. What's this about? This is about scheduling an appointment with John. Do you handle his calendar, or does he do that himself? Chances are, in a small business, the size we're talking about, they handle that themselves. And often that response will get you through. If the gatekeeper persists, what is this appointment about? There are several alternatives. You can say something like, well, we're working with local businesses, helping them to protect and grow their business. I want to stop by for a few minutes to share what we're doing with others in your area. And you use the name of local businesses if you can. If you just stopped in at a company next door, like what Josh did, use their name. And you're doing the same things in other places. And see if there's any way we can be of service. Or you know there's a member of the local chamber, for instance, and you tell them, I bumped into John at one of the chamber events, and we discussed connecting, so I'm just following up. That doesn't necessarily have to be true. As long as John is a member of the chamber and you go to those meetings, that could have happened. Be creative. Don't be afraid to be creative. But you got to use something that's plausible also. You can't just come out of left field, oh, we were buddies from high school and you've never met the guy before. So, you know, be creative, but don't get yourself in trouble. Be careful. Often businesses this size don't have a receptionist, but they do have a business manager or an office manager, and that's the person you're talking to. That's the person that's the gatekeeper sometimes. They may be the very person you need to meet with at that business. So always be professional and polite, but remember to maintain your posture. What does that mean? It means know you're supposed to be there. How do I know? Last year on a call just like this, our president, Mr. Mike Riches, specifically assigned everyone on the call to go out and meet with every business in their area. So right now, I am repeating our president's standing order. It is your assignment to go out and meet with every business in your community and give them a complete exposure, meaning they've seen all the information that they need to see to make an informed decision. The rest of it's up to them. But your job is to make sure that they have that information. Remember, when prospecting, there's a balance to maintain. You have to do something long enough to get real numbers. In other words, you can't make 50 calls for 2 days and then decide it's not working because of anything. That's not enough time. You haven't done it long enough. You haven't picked up the phone enough. So there's no point in changing anything yet. There's no point in walking the community. There's no point in changing your script after that much time. You've got to give it some time so you can build numbers that are meaningful. So on the other hand, if you've been consistent and you've used the same script for the past 3 weeks and your numbers are way off, stop and get some help. It's been said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Sometimes just by talking with your upline, you can change one phrase or sentence, and it can change everything. Whether you're getting coached or doing it yourself, remember, when you're trying something new, to change just one thing at a time. If you're revamping your script, don't overhaul the whole thing at once, because you won't be able to tell which part was responsible for the better numbers or the worst numbers. Change a word, change a phrase, change a sentence, change a question, change your volume or your intonation, but change one thing at a time, and again, try it long enough to see if that will help. There's always ways to get sharper, and don't be shy about calling your upline or whoever's helping you, because when you say your script to them, oftentimes, and I've had this experience with Mike so many times I can't even tell you, where I'll sit down for a few minutes with Mike on the phone, and I'll go through what I've been saying, what script I've been using, what I said in a DM meeting, and he will literally pick a single word or phrase or the tone of my voice, or maybe the way I'm sitting in my chair at the time, even though he's in Texas and I'm near San Francisco. And he can tell because of the sound of my voice, and he'll tweak what I'm doing. He'll help me. You have access to that same kind of help. Your upline your upline ED. There are plenty of people in this company. Call me, call Mike, call whoever you need to call. But get some help, because we're here to help you. This is a family of people that is amazing. I've been in business, like I said, a very long time. I have never been involved in an organization like this one. Take advantage of it. We're here to help you. Remember, keep your scripts concise. Smile. Be filled with enthusiasm. People hear and feel that whether you're in the same room or across town or across the country. When I'm making phone calls, which is how I prefer to prospect, I want to engage people, so I ask them questions. Hi, my name is Bob Nissen. How are you today? Fine. Did I catch you at a good time? I'm busy. What's this about? I'm with Harvard Risk Management. Have you heard of us? If you're asked a question, don't be rude and ignore it, but answer and then immediately ask another question to take back control of the conversation. The person that's asking questions is in control of the conversation. That's why I like to ask questions. So don't be shy to ask questions. Don't be rude and not answer people, but be smart enough to have another question. Then we're one of the largest brokers in the country specializing in identity theft protection. I'm sure you're aware that's a huge problem these days, right? Again, of course, it's another question, right? And of course they've heard of that. And we're currently offering a free identity theft workshop designed to educate your employees on this fastest growing crime in America. I wanted to schedule a time that I can stop by and take just 15 minutes to share these programs with you and see if they're a good fit for your organization. I'm going to be in your area on Tuesday next week. I have an appointment nearby at 10 a.m. Would you be available at either 9 or 11? Some people will ask for appointments as early as tomorrow. I prefer pushing it out to next week because I feel it gives me better posture. I must be really busy. And because chances are they'll have to look at their calendar for next week. On the other hand, if I ask them about tomorrow, they'll probably know right off the top and be able to say yes or no. So I just feel like if I push it out a week, it gives me a better opportunity for them to have to pick up their calendar and take a look. So you're sometimes going to get, can you send me something? My response is usually something like, well, I can, but this is something I really need to show you. If there's a better time next week, please let me know, because I may have a reason to be back in your area, and I can plan that trip around your schedule. Remember, your goal is to get a meeting, not sell ID Shield or Legal Shield over the phone. People will ask you questions. Don't answer those questions. The more you reveal, the easier it is to say no. Also, you have to decide if they're really hard-nosed about it and demand you send them something before they schedule. It depends on how I feel. If I feel that that could get me an appointment, I might take their email and send them something. Again, I use something that reiterates the free identity theft workshop, and I send them an attachment like a flyer from the back office. And, of course, in my signature, there's the Harvard website, so they can look at that. I make it hard for them to say no based on what I send, and I follow up. Anytime you're telling people enough information on the phone or sending them something in writing that gives them enough information to say no, you've said too much. This is also true when you walk in a business to mug the decision maker. Know who you're going to see. Know what you're going to say, both to the gatekeeper and to the decision maker. Your goal with the gatekeeper is to have them call out the decision maker. Your goal with the decision maker is to schedule a meeting. Your calendar should be the only thing in your hand except for the mug of chocolates and your business card. You can get a plain mug, but don't get cheap chocolates. My favorites are the Hershey's Nuggets. Some people use other things. Get good chocolate and fill the cup all the way up. Don't be cheap. It's just a few chocolates, all right? You want them to smile when they see it. The smile is worth everything. It warms up the call, even if it's cold to begin with. People love chocolate. Even people who don't love chocolate love a mug of chocolates because they can set it out for their associates and everybody's happy. When you walk in, the gatekeeper says, "Hi, how can I help you?" You tell them, "Hi, I'm Bob Nissim." And, of course, you use your name, not mine. "Hi, I'm Bob Nissim, and I just dropped by and wanted to drop off a small gift with Patty. Is she available?" That's the power of knowing the name of the person that you're calling on. You get that through Reference USA. If it's not on Reference USA, you can call a couple of days ahead and just, you know, you get the person on the phone, you ask a simple question. You say, "Hi, I need some help. Can you tell me who makes decisions about benefits in your place?" "Oh, well, that's Patty. Great, thank you so much. Have a nice day." That's literally all I do. I find out who the decision maker is if it's not on Reference USA or whatever other tool I'm using. I don't even necessarily tell them my name. One out of maybe 20 times they won't give that to you. Skip it. Next. No big deal. Anyway, so I walk in, I ask for Patty, is she available? "Is she expecting you?" "No, however, it will just take a minute. I'd like to hand deliver this gift and shake her hand. Could you see if she's available, please?" Remember to assume you're supposed to be there. You've been assigned. Be professional and assertive, but not rude or obnoxious. When Patty comes out, you want to introduce yourself. "Hi, Patty, I'm Bob Nissim with Harvard Risk Management. We're the ones that have been working with other businesses in the area, like ABC Company down the street. Again, if you stopped in there and scheduled an appointment or tried, you're working with them. Legal Shield works with 130,000 businesses around the country. Take strength from that. People love what we do. Let Patty know you'll be back in the area on Tuesday and then on Thursday next week. Can we schedule a time I can stop by and take just 15 minutes so I can share with you how we're helping other businesses just like yours?" Be persistent. Most businesses won't schedule with you the first time you call on them. Most times you'll make between 5 and 12 contacts to schedule your first appointment with a business for the first time. Be patient. Be persistent. Have a calendar. Use the CMS system. Harvard has provided you some tremendous tools. Take advantage of them. Whatever means it is, be consistent. Following up is the key. The fortune is in the follow-up. Persistence is the key. Staying with it long enough for it to work is the key. No one ever harvested in the same season the seeds were sown in. You must give this enough time to receive the fruits of your labor. And once you do, and once you have someone tell you how they use their plan and how it helped them, you'll understand this is a crusade. The closer this is to a mission than a paycheck, the better you'll do in this business. Keep prospecting. Schedule DMs. Don't stop prospecting. Schedule enrollments. Don't stop prospecting. Prospecting is the life. It's like food. I ate breakfast today. Doesn't mean I'm good for the rest of the day. I'll probably have some lunch, maybe even some dinner. This business is just like that. Whatever you're doing, you're thick with enrollments. You're busy recruiting. Don't stop prospecting. The only way to stay fed in this business is to keep prospecting. I hope that helps, Mike. Thank you so much for having me on the call this morning. Good luck, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you in Dallas. Thank you so much.
Wow, Bob, what a fantastic training. I love so much of what Bob shared, really about, in my opinion, what's the most important thing that we do. Because, you know, I'm all about being able to do a successful enrollment. I'm all about being able to do a successful decision-maker meeting. I'm all about, maintaining our active accounts and servicing and account management. But the reality is none of that matters if we don't get this first step down, which is prospecting. That's really the first thing that we do. I know that the first step of the system is getting qualified leads, but that's the easy part. I mean, you heard Josh say they just sat at an intersection and watched 10 trucks go by and got some leads. So, that's easy. But this is the first point where the rubber really meets the road in our business. And Bob, I think that your training was 110% on track. I really like how he said that the person, when you're prospecting, and really this I think goes in general, the person who's asking the questions is in control of the conversation. What a phenomenal perspective. Now, it's, you know, listen, if you're asking the wrong questions, maybe that's not true. That's where Bob said you got to be ready. You got to know the questions to ask. If you're just sitting there kind of dumbfounded and say, okay, well, you know, what? Tell me about your family. You know, they'll be like, no, I'm getting off the phone. But if you've got that next question ready, then that's where that really is powerful, and I just could not agree more. I also love how he said the goal is to get a meeting. When you're prospecting, whether you're on the phone or whether it's in person, like Josh was talking about, when you're prospecting, your goal is to get a meeting, not sell the product. I like how Bob said, don't answer those questions. You know, when they're asking, what does this do, and da-da-da, don't answer. Just that's why I need to sit down with you. I love how he gave you the workaround there. That was perfect. I also love how he talked about Legal Shield doing business with 130,000 companies. Take strength from that. What a profound thought. I mean, that is so true. Even if you're brand new, even if you haven't even opened your first group yet, you can rest assured that Legal Shield is currently working with 130,000 companies. And he said, just after that, he said, people love what we do. What a great reminder. Sometimes when you're making phone calls and you're on your 45th call of the day and you don't have a yes yet, or if you're out in person calling on companies and it's cold outside but yet you're still out there doing it and you've knocked on 10 doors and you don't have an appointment to show for it yet, listen, we've all been there. We know every top producer knows what that feels like. And I could go on and on. When you have a decision-maker meeting that doesn't go well or an enrollment that doesn't go well, listen, I could go on and on. We all know that feeling. We've all been there, I assure you. But you got to remind yourself, people love what we do. It may not feel like that, but it's so true. If people didn't love what we do, we would not be selling 10,000 to 15,000 of these plans a week, and that's what Legal Shield is doing right now. Tens of thousands of people every month, almost 100,000 people a month, are buying this product. In some months, it's over 100,000 people. Well, people, why is that? People love what we do. That's a fantastic affirmation. And Bob, I just could not agree with you more on everything that you shared. I really do thank you for your time and for your preparation. That was excellently done. Before we close the call, I am so excited to go out to Mr. Mark Riches in Cookeville, Tennessee. I know Mark's got an update on our email that he's going to share, but also just Mark, your thoughts on the call today and where we're at. I always love hearing your perspective as well. Again, folks, $700,000 ring earner, platinum council member with Legal Shield, Mr. Mark Riches.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Good morning to everyone. And what a power-packed call. You know, I was just looking at the call histories and our webinar training we had with Abby Parker recently. You know, just a lot of fantastic information on prospecting. So I'm glad everyone's plugged in and hopefully taking note. I love those tips that we had this morning from Josh Riches on building relationships. And Bob, just fantastic job to you as well. We had an issue with our HRMC email, our HarvardBenefits.com email account last week. And it's really regarding the volume of spam that we have going through that. It's not our agent sending spam or anything like that. It was just with our server agreement, it had exceeded the amount of spam that was going through it. To really fix this, we've had to remove the email forwarding feature. We had, you know, 1,000 email accounts, and all of them were forwarding out. That was kind of how we set them up. And really, that's not the best way because our server the owner gets fined. I mean, they can literally get shut down every time they forward out a piece of spam. So it's not bad to get spam in. You can get someone can send spam to your inbox. That's not an issue. It's when that server forwards it to your Gmail account. That's what was dinging us. And they ended up shutting our server down saying, hey, you've got to clean this up. We tried a bunch of things. It took 3 days of a lot of work, and I appreciate our entire IT team and admin staff really working overtime to get it resolved. But it ended up that we just couldn't get it resolved without removing the forwarding feature. So we've done that, and then we need you to set up a direct email with Harvard Benefits. So if you were getting it forwarded, what we want you to do is go and set it up where you can just receive directly. Some of you are already set up like this, so that's no problem. But set up directly to your inbox, either through Outlook or Gmail are the most easiest ones to set up. You can set it up where you can receive it. You can also go to hrmcmail.com, and check your mail there. So you can check it there. You can log into there using your username and password. You can contact our support group if you need your email username and password. When it was being forwarded, you really didn't need that, but you need that in order to check your mail at HRMC Mail, or you need your username and password also to set it up as a POP account. We created a video. It's under the popular links when you log in your back office. If you look at the popular links section, there's a new video called Setting Up Your HRMC Email Through Outlook. We'll add another one there today, a little tutorial video on setting it up through Gmail, but it's very simple. And Gmail has the masking feature where you can, it's not really masking, but you can, when you send out your emails, you can put it that it's from, you know, mark.riches@harvardbenefits.com, or you can, same thing on Outlook, you can set that up where when you send out those emails, they look professional, like they're coming from a company domain, because they are. So again, check out the video on setting it up through Outlook. If you don't have Outlook, and we'd recommend probably getting Gmail then, and then you can set it up that same way through your Gmail panel. They've made it really easy, some big advances there. But we're not forwarding your mail. Now, everyone has a mailbox set up. We had to go in and set up some mailboxes that weren't yet created. We created a password to that, and we have that in our system. We can send that to you. So just contact support if you need that username or password. Your username, of course, is your Harvard Benefits email. We've got some other updates coming in this area in the near future that will even make it better. We're going to be setting up an exchange email. But in the meantime, that's how you can access your mail. No mail was lost last week. It's all in your inbox. It was just not being able to be forwarded, or you couldn't send using the Harvard Benefits. But the send feature's back up. They've cleared our file, and I was amazed at how many spam emails were coming through there. And again, that's just like spam coming to mark.riches@harvardbenefits.com. It's not me sending it out. And then I can, in Outlook, I love it because I can just block that sender and never get that spam email, at least from that sender or that sender domain ever again. So again, if you use that feature, you'll never see it in your inbox. One other thing I just want to mention as we close up here, you can see we've made some changes on the homepage when you log into your back office homepage of Harvard. We've put all the trainings over there on the left under a training section. So that's where you can access the roundtable call that we've not had the history of those calls up. I'm hoping to maybe go back and grab a few of the others that we've had in the past and put them there. But that's the first Friday of every month. Mike hosts a B2B roundtable call, and it's a Q&A with our top producers in the market. See, that's available now as a playback. There's a new link called Legal Shield at Work Training. That's actually a Legal Shield website where you can go and get training on using the new Legal Shield at Work tools, which is a phenomenal improvement. Our webinar trainings are there, the B2B certification training, individual sales training. We took some of the videos from the First Step training, which is now called the First Step. It was the new agent training. Now it's called First Step training. We've shortened that down to about 2.5 hours. We've already seen a significant increase on agents getting through that training. But remember, like the warm market and setting up your warm market list and making those initial calls and selling individual plans, all of that is now moved under the individual sales training, which is the second link there. And one other thing I'll mention is under the popular links, which is right below the training links, that's where we move some of the links that were up in that first section. So our conference call archive, you can also access that through the toolbar, licensing links, Legal Shield associate perks, data breach resources are there. That video I was just talking about, setting up your HRMC email account through Outlook, is there as well. And we're going to add a few others on that popular link, so just keep an eye on that, and there's some great information there. I'm excited. I know everyone's in a massive exposure mode right now. If you're not, you're missing a huge amount of money that's on the table with the B2B incentives. So I challenge you to get out there, take all this great training that we've had over the last few weeks on prospecting and getting out of your comfort zone and getting in the fear zone. And as Josh said, you know, knocking on that first door and making that first phone call, you know, and it's all downhill from that. Once you start, you know, the process and stay committed to it and master the mundane. But there are literally thousands of companies out there looking for the services that we offer right now. I challenge you to go find them, go contact them, let's get this product and the service in the employees' hands. We've got lots of momentum going right now, lots of exciting new groups being opened, some huge groups being opened as well. I mean, it's an exciting time. Thanks for plugging in on the call today, and Mike, I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Again, thank you to everyone who participated here this morning. A huge thank you to Mr. Mark Riches and Mr. Josh Riches. And also, of course, a huge thank you to Mr. Bob Nissen. Bob, I'm already getting texts and messages complimenting your training this morning. It was absolutely fantastic. We sure do appreciate your leadership and again, your preparation and sharing that. God bless every one of you. Let's make it a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you soon.